Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, 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 yo.
So, this episode, I'm going to be talking about jealousy. Because it's something that everyone needs to take heed on. And it's the ones that you think are nearest and dearest that can be plotting on you. So I just want you guys to really understand how it is when people are jealous of you. And if you're someone that is spiritually in tune and you're someone that knows, you know, because you pick up on the energy right away.
Keep going, baby, because shit, you speaking facts right now. Listen. It's a lot of people out here, a lot of people that you fuck with, a lot of people that you're cool with, a lot of people that you think you're close with, a lot of people that you think support you. You know, they supporting you, you know, at the moment right now because shit is benefiting them. You know, they getting a PC of it, but any moment that they can, you know, flip you over and turn your blessings into their blessings, oh, it's over. And I have countless experiences of that. You know, it's crazy because the people that you really think is your friends, the people that you really think, even family, fuck that, you know, people that you really, really genuinely think got you can, you know, it's jealous though. They jealous.
Let me ask you something though, right? Mm-hmm. What do you assume the reason why a person could be jealous of you? Like, really? Like, dead ass.
Well, there's a lot of things that somebody could be jealous about. Most of the time, I guess one of the biggest is money. Money rules the world.
And is the root of evil.
Exactly. And because people are hungry and people, you know, when too much isn't enough, or when, you know, whatever you have isn't enough for them, at least, there's people that have millions of dollars and that's not enough for them. They still want more. And they don't even know what to do with the millions that they have. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way it goes for the person that got $1,000, 15. They see you got a little bit more. They want to take you a little bit more. They want to be in your position.
But the fucked up part about it is, how the fuck you want to be in somebody's position and you don't even know what they had to do? That's the thing that really fucks with me. Because yes, it's beautiful living a nice lifestyle, having the things that you want, but it also comes with sacrifices.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want something, you got to get to it. And there's, like, a lot of people who they want the shit handed to them. They want it handed, or, you know, they have some sort of idea of what's going on in your bubble and they are clueless.
Yeah.
They're fucking clueless. Like, that shit really be, like, it really be mind-fucking me. Like, dead ass.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's people out here that get shit handed to them, you know. But majority of the world, you know, not everybody gets shit handed to them. And we gotta work hard for our shit. We gotta grind. We gotta do what we gotta do. You know, some people are smarter than other people. And this is not me saying that the other people are not smart. It's just this person just knows a little bit more information in that aspect or in this field that can kind of like boost him a little ahead of you. Instead of people sometimes
trying, you saying him, like, who him, you talking about?
I'm not speaking about anybody in particular. I'm just saying him. It's just, you know, it's
we then were you should say right them.
Them. Yes,
you
them.
Said him like you was, it was growing.
No. So, there's not only money, but then there's talent.
Yeah.
Talent, true. Knowledge. There's people that's jealous over the amount of knowledge you might have. The talent that you may have. You know, there's other people that is you know what? Let's stick on talent for a second.
Okay.
With this music shit, can a worms, right? I'm opening. With this music shit.
Who you opening a can of worms for?
No. I'm just saying. It's just like a lot of bullshit in the music industry. A lot of bullshit with music, period. I've been in situations where, you know, I had an opportunity or two, or I had a song, or I got a talent. Like me, I'm great at what I do, and I can be better, so I try to do better. There's people that are better than me, and I accept that, and I'm only trying to make my craft better. Now, there's people that are out here that are trying to use individuals just to kind of get their shit on, or kind of like, I don't wanna really put my experience out there, or what the specific thing that I'm talking about. That's why I'm trying to like kind of like play my way around it. But all I'm really trying to say is that there's a situation where I got a song, and I made the song, I wrote the song, everything. And there's, because of how good the song sounds, you know, there's one person who genuinely really likes it and genuinely wants to help. And then there's the person that can help you, that you know, or the person that, you know, claims that they want to help you, but, you know, they kind of, you know, trying to see how they can finagle the situation to make it great for them and not just for me. So, you know, I had to deal with that, you know, and they kind of blocked, you know, them trying to find a way to make it benefit them. They kind of blocked the blessing from the other part, that the other person that really actually, you know, liked, that really genuinely want to help. I don't want to get too deep into the details. I don't want to say names.
Oh, you messy.
But
you fucking messy. But talk about it, though. Talk about it.
But it's just
for people that ain't got no fucking talent, period.
Exactly.
Period.
It's just, you know, there's people that are great at what they do, right? But you're going to need somebody else to help you get to where you need to be. And that's okay. That's fine. But now, when you're being jealous, okay. When jealousy comes into play, it just kind of fucks up the whole dynamic, you know. It kind of fucks up everything. When, I just hate that shit.
So, elaborate on that.
As far as
what you're saying, elaborate.
So. Let's just say I have a business. Let's say this business is a painting business. I go around painting places.
But we're talking about music.
Okay. Let's say I'm a songwriter and you're an artist and you can deliver, you can sing great, but you cannot write for shit. There's incidents, there's situations where the singer goes and contacts the writer, and, you know.
Interesting. Keep you going.
Know, the writer writes the song for the singer, and the singer want to act like they did it all along by themselves, with no credit to the songwriter, or try to kind of like trying to keep that in a tuck. Like this, I forget what. There's like the whole situation with what was I watching? I was watching some shit where there's the kid Quentin Miller, and how he wanted to do his own shit. He wanted to write, and Drake kind of kept him in the tuck in the back, just to write shit for him. I mean, Drake is he's a big artist, but it still kind of goes into that, like, how you're going to need somebody to really get you.
This is how I feel about the situation. I feel in one form or another, if you're doing something and you're around people who is bad-minded, people who have never experienced certain things, people that see your natural talent, or even just your swag. Like, some people have to really portray a swag like it's a facade. It's not real. And then there's some people that actually just have that, and people gravitate to that, and they just don't understand. So everything that you try to do, they be jacking it. But in the same sense, it's just like, it's flattery, but it's weird, especially for me. I don't like that shit. Like, I don't like that weird shit. Like, the minute I know you're weird, I don't even want to talk to you no more. And if we cool like that, I'm gonna tell you. Like, it's just not good. And it's scary because it opens up a space where it's just like, how can you truly be genuine because you don't know the other person's intentions? And you might want the best for that person, but no matter what, no matter how genuine you are, they don't want that shit for you. And it's important. It's important to understand. And I'm going to go in saying this. It's important to know who you have around you. My circle is a dot. Literally. I don't play like that. I don't play games with people. I don't want a whole bunch of friends. Like, I can't deal with that. If you're solid with me, I'm solid with you. If we have a little discrepancy and we're able to move forward, that's fine. But if I'm pouring and giving you, you know, my energy, and it's just like some bullshit, I can't deal with that. Mm-hmm. And then if I decide to put myself in the situation again and have it going on and on and on, the joke is on me.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're not only showing me your true colors, but I'm denying it because I'm going through the motions. So it's important for everybody to really take heed, especially in this new year. Yeah, we're in February. You know, it's Black History Month. But y'all gotta really pay attention to who the fuck y'all got around y'all, or the people who you got around that has people around them.
Yeah.
So they're still in the circumference.
Yep.
You really got to pay attention. You have to. And that's just where I'm at with it. Like, please don't even do it. Don't. Like, I'm ready to cut somebody off. Like, nope. It's too much. It's too toxic.
Yeah.
It's too toxic. Like, I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriends, and we were talking about relationships, and we were talking about, you know, every type of relationship, not only intimate ones. But what we narrowed it down to is just toxic is toxic. It doesn't matter if it's with a family member, if it's with a childhood friend, if it's with a significant other, toxic is fucking toxic. And at the end of the day, are you going to keep putting yourself through that? Are you going to keep dealing with that stuff and then having to build yourself back up, then break down to build yourself back up? It's a drag. You have to really sit and analyze and really observe what is happening. Pay attention to the signs because they be right in your face. Take my dumbass advice. And it gets even more emotional when you realize that you're at the final end. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I'm just saying. Let me drink some water.
Shit, like, she just... I agree with everything. Everything you just said. Like, I wish, you know, we could be in a perfect world where everybody could get along. Ain't no hating shit. Ain't no jealousy. Niggas could break bread together. We could make do things together and actually...
I gotta suck my teeth because especially, I mean, listen, the reason why, I'm sorry to cut you off, babe, but we're in Black History Month and it's all about learning what, you know, our forefathers and the people who came before that actually try to make a difference, because at the end of the day, being Black is being powerful, is being strong, is being crafty, is being unique, because everybody wants to be Black. Everybody wants to be Black. But why is it us as a whole is like crabs in a fucking barrel? And I have said this shit on previous podcasts. You have to support each other and in order for us to grow. Look at everything that people has experienced last year.
Yeah.
Like, the trauma that we all suffered as humans. Even if we didn't have someone that was, you know, really close to us that, you know, passed from COVID. But just put yourself in a vulnerable space right now and really think about it. Look as humans what we have experienced. This is shit that we never thought was gonna happen.
Yeah.
And it's a new norm. So it's just like one of those things, like put yourself in a fucking vulnerable position and really, really have that face to face with yourself. And it's gonna be mad fucking uncomfortable. Let me tell you something. As I'm telling y'all this shit right now, I'm doing this shit every fucking day. And I be failing too. And on top of that, I came across this book and it's called Learning How to Forgive. And the reason why I really like this book is not because it's giving you steps on how to forgive. It's because it's somebody that is writing a book that went through a fucked up ass situation. And she's not telling you like, oh yeah, just forgive. She's telling you like, you have to go through the motions. Like you have to really sit and really feel the pain and see where it stems from. Why certain things keep going on or why you attracted to the same type of person, but it's a different body. But the flaws are still consistent with the previous situation. Or family members that you love and adore, but if shit hit the fan, it's just like, okay, fuck you. It's that uncomfortable pain. The one that's unbearable that we have to come face with. So yeah, that's just like where I'm at. I want y'all to pay attention. Pay attention. Separate yourself from the jealousy. It will drown you.
Yeah.
It will drown you. You have to be open and you have to communicate and you have to be fucking honest. If you care and you want that good energy and that good relationship, you have to be honest. Even if it makes the other person uncomfortable, you have to be honest. Because what you're doing now, you're just basically tainting everything else. And then everything that you taint, you gotta try to fucking work 1,000 times harder. And then you might experience 1,000 more times the pain. And then it comes out to not even fucking it being worth it. Yeah. It's important. I use this platform. Ever since I started my podcast, I always say, I say everything for my opinion. It's in my opinion. But I come on here because I always feel like someone needs to hear this shit. Someone needs to hear it. Someone needs to understand that no matter what, there's people that's going through shit too. And as a collective, dealing and speaking and just, you know, throwing the advice out there, even if it helps one person, it's good for me. Getting it off and just, you know, saying like, you know what? I want my peoples to take heed. I'm not using this platform to be like, I got this, I got that. No, fuck all of that. Because at the end of the day, in a blink of the eye, everything could be fucking gone. So it's all about me coming on here and really just letting y'all know how I genuinely feel, how I come. And I just want you guys to listen to my advice and just listen. And thank you for the support. You know, it's very important because, like I said, a lot of people, they don't want to see you win. They want to see you lose. They want to see you at the fucking bottom.
Yeah.
They want to see you at the fucking bottom. For what? Let me tell y'all why. Because they at the fucking bottom. And who fault is that? Who knows? Because that's not our business. But when someone else is taking the time out to study your business, they're wasting time. And they're not focused on their business.
Yeah.
So the lack is on them. But you know, who am I to say? This is just my opinion.
You know, you touched on the whole Black History Month thing. One thing that, like, it's two things I could say right now. Before, Black people wasn't free. Now they are free. But before, Black people was working together. Now, don't look like so much. Don't look like we're working together. And even though there's like a few select people that's trying to push that out there, push that message out there, because we do, like when we all come together, we are stronger, we are better, we are powerful. Just like Torch says, everybody wants to be Black, or everybody wants to get a little piece of that swag, or that piece of that mindset, that melanin, whatever, the flavor. They want a piece of that.
Getting your bag. Nah, let me stop.
They want a piece of that. And us, well, those of you that are Black, we are here. I don't know about you guys, but most of us are wasting that. Most of us are wasting that. There's so many talented individuals that are just wasting their time. That are just sitting back. And I get it, you're a product of your environment, but you can't let that keep you low. That has to be what motivates you to do better. I don't wanna, you know, get too much into celebrities or anything like that, but I was listening to a video and It was on YouTube, but it was basically a screen recording of a Clubhouse room where 21 Savage, Meek Mill, and a couple of other people were talking about, you know, what is going on with the youth or people that are trying to come up. Meek Mill, it was a big thing. Meek Mill, was trying to sign an artist for $20,000. And the artist, instead of taking, or at least, you know, thinking about it, he kind of made a big deal and kind of published it on websites or whatever and said that Meek Mill only gave him a $20,000 deal. Meek Mill was explaining how he signed to Rick Ross for $0. He said just the opportunity, just that foot in the door, just the assistance is all he needed, and then he let his talent and he proves himself with his craft, with his art. He lets his art speak. And that's what a lot of people don't understand right now. A lot of people are busy looking for money and not really thinking about how much, or they're not really thinking about the work that they got to put in. They just looking for the bread and then that's it. He was trying to explain that when it comes down to getting a music deal or recording music, it costs money for the studios. It costs money for the videos. It costs money to put the music out. It costs money to promote it. That $20,000 that he was offering was just an advance so that he can keep, for that person to keep in that, put in their pocket, or at least get them out the hood. Get them out of Philadelphia where he is, so that he can go and like stay somewhere safe while he takes care of whatever it is, music, for his career. Meek Mill said that on top of the $20,000, the advance that he was going to get just for his pockets, behind that deal, behind the papers and everything, was recording, their paid recording, paid videos, all of this and that. All of the shit that's needed to actually make an artist who an artist is. The shows and whatever. Well, with this time of COVID, there's not really that many shows, but it's just like little pop-outs and meet and greets and stuff like that. We lack that mindset of grinding. We lack that mindset of accepting our situation or accepting what we're put in and looking for something better and trying to do all that we have to do to get out of that. A lot of people are looking just for a cheating way, a way to cheat their way in. I'm not gonna lie. Torch is looking at me like, nigga, you do too.
Come on, man.
I'm not gonna lie.
We ain't putting that out there.
No.
Don't even. Fuck that. Yeah. Everybody cheat.
Everybody cheats.
Everybody gambles with something.
Yeah, everybody cheats.
Life is a fucking gamble.
I myself, you know, I do whatever I have to do so I can get it, but that's the thing. Even though you gotta cheat your way through
the loopholes,
you know, that some of that cheating takes some hard work, you know.
You have to be crafty.
Yeah, and you gotta be on it. A lot of people think that okay, that fucking cheat sheet is gonna come right in their laps. And all they got to do is just read and then I'm in. You know? But hey.
Chill love. Oh my God, that's so fucking true though. Like, it's crazy. I like everything that you touched on because it's just something that we just needed to throw out there. Like, you know, we've been busy doing what we have to do and we haven't had time to put out a podcast, and we decided that, you know, tonight we're gonna do it, and I'm glad we did that. Yeah. We did that.
Hey. We out here doing our handshake. But yeah, it's been a minute, you know, since December, a little before Christmas. Yeah. We put something out. But you know, we've been working behind, you know, we've been doing a lot. We've been there's a lot of changes that has been, you know, a lot of things changed for us. So, you know, and we were on to bigger and better things. So as we try to grow and as we try to do what we have to do to be successful, you know, we will try. Matter of fact, I'm not gonna even say try. We are going to be dropping something every Wednesday like we used to do. Right, baby?
Mm-hmm. We sure will.
We gone.
And before closing this, actually, like, so I told you what happened, babe?
I'm listening to you.
I told you that on Instagram, like, I put up, like, little Black history, you know, like, quotes and stuff like that. Because it's just a reminder. So I want to put this one out here. And this one is from Martin Luther King. And it says, if I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way.
That's nice. That's nice.
Come on, man. Give me something.
Small things in a great way. Listen.
I wish... Oh, sorry, baby. Go
ahead. No. Go ahead, because I was about to say something else.
I just wish the best for everyone who listens to this podcast. I want you guys to flourish.
Yeah.
I want to see all my people win. Like, I want to see all... Everyone who supports me, I want to see y'all win. It's a beautiful thing to see that. And that's all. Like, I just had to say that. I had to get that off.
Speaking of flourishing and people winning and shit, y'all gotta go and check out my baby's new website. We updated it, made some changes. Talkwithtorch.com. On there, you're gonna see the podcast. Everywhere where it's at, you're gonna see YouTube channel, all the videos. You know, we did a drink it, we did a True for Drink video. We got a couple of other videos on there too.
Yeah,
check that out.
Thank you guys who watched too.
Yeah, on there, I'm not too sure if it's published just yet, but on there you'll see some updates from Torch. She's gonna put a blog out there. On there, and coming real soon, we got a little gift that we pushing out there, you know.
I just want to say thank you for being my rock. Thank you for being my partner. Thank you for helping me be a better me.
And I could say the same. Ever since I've been with you, it's been greatness.
That's a fact. And we wish greatness for all of you guys. So this was Talk with Torch.
Lady y'all.